I used to have an allotment up around the corner. It's the one right by the road, and they gave it to me because it's about, what, 30 years ago, probably.
Which end?
Close. Where the
By the alley or down the other end?
Sorry, where the phone box used to be. And they gave that to me, and there were loads of stones, and there weren't many women who had allotments then, as you can imagine. And somebody said, well, you've done very well for a woman, considering there was a road there. I thought, well, I won't tell you what I thought. We put the stones and stuff against the house on the end. I hope nobody lives in the house on the end, because it was a nice old lady who lived there at the time. So I just left it there. All that rubbish, and grew some woad, which I thought was a bit corny. I taught textiles at the time, so I wanted to grow some woad for dyeing.
Since I had more time available, I became an allotment holder. So in addition to being the president, I now have an allotment plot, and I enjoy gardening enormously. When I initially became involved, it was because there was a controversy. The owners of the land, an organisation by the name of Langley Charities, were seeking planning permission to have the plots built over. And I was a borough councillor at the time, and there ensued an 8 or 9 year fight to preserve the allotments. Eventually, it's resulted in the borough council purchasing the allotments after all the arguing and planning applications were dealt with and the issue was resolved. In those days, the allotments were very much the prerogative of retired gentlemen, and it has changed considerably over the years. In my view, it's changed for the better because more women have become involved. They brought a quite different character to the allotments. As I say, in my opinion, it's an improvement, actually, because when it was mainly men who were allotment holders, they did their gardening in the same way that I do now, that serried ranks of vegetables, and very much the sort of traditional stuff of cabbages, cauliflowers, beans and potatoes. Since there's been more women involved in the allotments, they go in for growing more exotic vegetables and much more interested in herbs. And of course the other aspect of it is that there's been much more concern for environmental considerations, and in my view is again a good thing. The women that are members of the committee, and there have been as many as 6 out of the 12 or so, their presence has resulted in a number of innovations, such as pumpkin days and vegetable shows, which are quite keenly contested. And for the last 2 years, the best vegetable grower, that's the winner of the all-round prize, has been a woman. That has stood on one or two toes, but nevertheless, all to the good. Francesca, who was our secretary, and was a real character. She was a great innovator, very much a conservationist, very much agreeing, would lecture anybody at length who didn't garden in the way that she thought they should. Always done with a smile on her face. But as a consequence of her involvement, things like toilets were provided on the allotments, which was something that was never there previously. Indeed, no, they're a composting toilet, and I helped in the installation. Quite an elaborate procedure. And they cost. We got a grant for them, and I think the cost was £7,000 not cheap at all, but everyone assures me they're very well worth it. In fact, the house that I live in, that was previously allotments land, and it stretched up to as far as the two schools, the Catholic school and the Martin Wilson school. In those days there was a fire service along New Park Road, and the whole of that land was allotment land. We had one character, an ex-prison officer by the name of George Paget, who kept pigs there, and was quite a character, was George, not to everyone's liking, I have to say. And I know eventually he had to be evicted from the allotments because people felt that the activities that he was carrying out there were not really compatible with the sort of allotments that we had.
Well, it was me and my mate there, Tony, a lad called Tony Jarvis. He lived on New Park Road. He's in Meal now, Tony. And we were walking through the Maltins one, the allotments one day, and we had a tomato fight in there. Picked up the tomatoes, thrown at one another, like, yeah, we got done for it, like. When it took us to court, I think we got off with it, like, because we were still at school. Oh, naughty boy.